San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, October 12, 2025. Today's lesson is Being in Balance with Dr. Constance Cook Kaur. Good morning and welcome to San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. We are an interfaith center right here in the heart of San Diego, and we welcome you here this morning as we do every Sunday morning. And so I'd like to anchor us in. So let us know that there is only one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. So this is October, the second week of October, and our theme for this month is balance. Balance. Now, Reverend Mark shared an amazing quote with us this morning from Michael A. Singer in The Untethered Soul. It says, "First, you have to realize that since everything has its yin and yang, everything has its own balance point. This overall balance maintains its equilibrium as it moves through time and space. The power is phenomenal." And while we were in the meditation this morning, something came to me that I have said before, and I was thinking, how is that not in my talk today? So here you go. I want you to imagine the infinity symbol. It looks kind of like a figure eight laying on its side. It has at its center a balancing point, and that point represents now. On one loop is everything that has come before, and it comes to that same center balance point again, and the other loop is everything that is yet to come, and it returns to that balance point, that center of balance. And when we remember that we here are living our lives, we have always, we always are in the now, in the balance point. So it doesn't matter what came before, it doesn't matter what is on its way, right here, right now, we are at our balance point. I want to give you just a little bit of a reminder that we are on daylight saving time, and it is ending on November 2nd. So I just want to remind you that our balance of time is going to be shifting. It's going to be shifting. So what is balance? I gave you some definitions last week. I'm going to give you some more this week. Balance is the amount of something that remains after part of it has been used. The amount of something that remains after part of it has been used. It is also a scale or a piece of equipment used for weighing something, which depends on the pull of gravity. And I was thinking, the pull of gravity? And then I realized, if you look at one of those balances, it's got a post in the middle, it's got two arms, and hanging from little chains, there are two plates. And when we're not using it, those two plates are at the same position. Everything is balanced. And as soon as we put something on one of those plates, it tips the balance. So we can see what is of equal weight by putting a known weight, say an ounce, on one of those plates and putting something else on the other side to get it to be at balance again. And then we know for an absolute fact that the stuff that we put on weighs the same as the 1 ounce measure. It is balanced. It is balanced. Also, balance can be a wheel that regulates the movement in a machine. Clocks and watches have a balancing wheel to regulate their beat. I'm going to give you a little riddle about using a scale. Which weighs more, a pound of bricks or a pound of feathers? A pound of bricks will be equal to a pound of feathers when you place enough of each commodity on both sides of the scale. It will be in balance. However, it will not be the same in volume. A pound of bricks is going to be much smaller than a pound of feathers. That's just normal. Another way to think about balance is when we're riding a bike. If we're riding a bike, we have to shift our body to maintain our balance. And surfers and bike riders know that by shifting your weight, you're remaining balanced and you're staying upright. But they also know something that Einstein already told us. He said, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. You must keep moving. When I was learning to ride a motorcycle, I learned that I already knew how to ride a bicycle, but I was checking out how to ride a motorcycle, and it had so much power. I was going very, very slow and, you know, trying to balance the front wheel and my weight on the motorcycle to make sure it would go. And my husband at the time and the salesperson were saying, if you can stay upright and stay in balance going that slow, you're not going to have any problem on the road. And so we said, okay, we'll think about it. And we went home to talk about whether or not I should get my own motorcycle so we could ride our motorcycles together rather than me always being on the back. And before we got back to the motorcycle shop, we got the results of my pregnancy test. And it said my son was on the way. So we decided, no, we were not going to buy me a motorcycle, which was fine. I didn't need one. And I can't imagine having to balance myself and my big belly. I wouldn't even ride a bike while I was that big, much less a motorcycle. We must keep shifting and adjusting to various conditions along our way in life. We want to be sure we are balanced and moving in the direction of our dreams and our goals and our desires. So today's lesson is being in balance. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the Religious Science and Science of Mind movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. In the Science of Mind textbook, there is a glossary so that we get the spiritual meaning of words rather than just Webster and whoever else writes dictionaries. But in the glossary for the word being, Ernest Holmes writes, that which exists actually or potentially. When it is capitalized, being refers to the divine being or God. And there is but one source of being, one source at all, and that is God, the living spirit almighty in which we live and move and have our being. In other words, we can never be separated from this one power and presence. It is who and what we are. One of the things we need to do in our life is to maintain balance is to maintain the balance between listening and speaking. And that can be listening out to people speaking out loud, listening to music. It can be listening to that inner guidance in our head. Dag Hammarskjöld said, "The more faithfully you listen to the voice within you, the better you will hear." The better you will hear. And Reverend Elizabeth Lamb said, "As students of the way of truth, we know how important it is to listen. When we pray, we sometimes use so many of our own words that the answers finally reach us only faintly. It is good then to be reminded by Dag Hammarskjöld to listen to God as he speaks to us." She writes, "God does speak to us in many ways. Sometimes it is indeed by the way of the still small voice within. We need to balance our word praying with an active listening, tuning into our perceptions and the wavelengths of that inner voice. Sometimes God speaks through other people to us. This is especially true if we see each man and woman as a spiritual being who is growing and developing even as we are striving to do. A strong intuitive feeling may be God speaking to us. Words in a book that seem to almost jump off the page into our vision may be his word for us. Faithfully, we must listen. We must practice listening so we will become skilled and adept at hearing his word." In Psalm chapter 95, verses 7 and 8, it says, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart." Harden not your heart. We want to be open to receive, but when we harden our hearts against anything, any person, any message, any group, when we say, "No, that's bad," we are no longer listening to the voice that can tell us somewhere within there is good. Because the divine created all. God the good created all, everything. Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote a book, Being in Balance. Being in Balance. And I want to read to you from his introduction. The concept of balance defines our universe, the cosmos, our planet, the seasons, water, wind, fire, and earth are all in perfect balance. We humans are the only exception. This book is my attempt to help you restore this natural equilibrium in all aspects of your life. Getting in balance is not so much about adopting new strategies to change your behaviors, as it is about realigning yourself in all of your thoughts to create a balance between what you desire and how you conduct your life on a daily balance. So think about that for a moment. Nature is in perfect balance with herself. The universe is in divine right order and is in perfect harmony with all that is. It is always that way, and it is that way in all ways. The seasons come and go in perfect rhythm. The acorn falls from the oak tree into the soil and grows. Another acorn falls and is picked up by a squirrel and carried to another place and buried. And so we populate the whole earth, thanks to squirrels and other little critters, with growing things that grow naturally. The acorn is not going to say, well, I'm only going to grow next to my fellow oak trees, that I'm going to be an oak tree. It's like, no, I'm going to grow where I'm planted. I'm going to bloom where I'm planted. Why? Because we can never be separated from the one power and the one presence. It is who and what we are. As spiritual beings having a human experience, it is our responsibility to find a balance that allows a life of health, happiness, prosperity, love, creative expression, and divine purpose. Reverend Dr. C. William Mercer wrote a little bit about that I want to share with you. He wrote, "The earth in its perfect orbit provides life's environment. The perfect air we breathe propels us. The perfect operation of our bodies allows the food that we eat and the fluids that we drink to nourish us. All is in perfect balance for our well-being." He didn't just discover this. We know it. It's written in many different places, but Dr. Mercer was inspired to write about it by things going on in his life. We are all inspired to behave, to think, to speak, to act in different ways depending on what's going on in our life. He wrote, "Every aspect of our daily lives is tuned by the infinite array of God's perfect work. How we will rejoice within that perfection is a matter of our free will. We have the opportunity to make God's example the pattern in our own lives. Our gladness is full as we recognize that our choices can create heaven on earth for us. Indeed, this is the day the Lord has made," referring back to the biblical quote. "It is now for us to determine how we will make the very best of all Spirit's gifts." How are we going to make the best of Spirit's gifts? Dr. Dyer said, "It's about realigning yourself in all of your thoughts so as to create a balance between what you desire and how you conduct your life on a daily basis." When we find ourselves out of balance, we get to create a new alignment with our mental energy, and we get to instruct the universe to send opportunities to correct this imbalance. We can consciously allow spirit and form to be in alignment of the absolute spirit, which is the unseen, and the relative, the form, which is seen. In our teaching symbol right here, you can see the circle with divided into three parts with the V going down in the middle. The unseen is at the top. Our mental work is in the middle, where we consciously bring ourselves into alignment with what is up here. And the outer, down here, the bottom, that's the form. That's the form. And that is all cause and effect. Ernest Holmes tells us that cause and effect are in perfect balance. One is a perfect reflection of the other. For every action, there exists an equal and opposite reaction. And you can think about, again, the infinity symbol. Each side is a perfect reflection of the other. around that center point of balance. The law of multiplicity is also in the Science of Mind textbook, and that means it produces more of the same with this formula. So whatever we have is multiplying where we place our focus. So it's telling us that what you give, you receive. What you sow, you reap. What you see in your mind is what you get and then see with your eyes. What you think about is what happens. So do we want to think on good things? Well, sure. Yeah. I don't want to think about bad things or things that I call bad. If I focus on horrible stuff all the time, that horrible stuff is going to go, according to the law of multiplicity, I must increase all that horrible stuff. No, thank you. No, thank you. Let's think about good stuff. Let's think about good stuff. In this little book, Being in Balance, chapter 3 is called You Can't Kiss Your Own Ear. Is that not a weird title? The subtitle is Balancing How You See Yourself with What You Project to the World. We get to question ourselves, saying, are our actions in balance with who we think we are? Who do you think you are? And are you behaving the way that you're supposed to, or the way that will allow you to be seen as who you think you are? When we are in balance, when anything is in balance, the yin and the yang work perfectly together. That's the masculine and the feminine, the assertive and the passive, the as above, so below, which is my next week's lesson. But it is when we are in perfect balance, we're balancing on that balancing point. Not too much, not too little. Not too much masculine, not too much feminine. Not too assertive, not too passive. Simply being who we are. And we can question ourselves, are we walking the talk? Are my actions in balance with my belief system? Am I in balance? I can't think of myself as a compassionate minister and then get mad at someone who does not act the way I would like them to be. As a minister, compassion is one of the things that I'm supposed to foster and have and be compassionate. So I need to accept everyone exactly as they are, remembering that everyone is a spiritual, immortal being. Theodore Roosevelt said, I care not what others think of what I do, but I care very much about what I think of what I do. That is character. An Andre Gide, G-I-D-E, said, it is better to be hated for what you are than loved for what you are not. We need to be true to ourselves. Consciously being in balance is an opportunity for us to be alive, awake, and aware that we individually can align spirit and form into one cohesive experience called life. The invisible and the visible, the seen and the unseen, always can be aligned in our life, because the unseen is what we imagine. what we see with our inner eyes. And the seen is the demonstration of what we have put in our minds. This gives us life as we live it, as who we are. Again, I want to remind you that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I say that a lot. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. But today, for balance, for being in balance, I'm going to tell you, we are not human doings. Doing things to become spiritual. That's not how it works. We are beings of spirit, learning how to have a human experience. We get to learn how to be human. There's a movie I was watching, and one of the people in the movie was just being a real jerk. And the other person was just looking at them like in complete disbelief and said, "Are you even human?" And I thought about that and I said, What is human? How do we learn how to be human? Well, we incarnate in an earth suit. We come here on earth and we be humans, constantly remembering that this is the experiment. This is the magic carpet ride. This is Mr. Toad's wild ride. And we're just here for the ride and to learn and to experience being human, because we are already spiritual, immortal beings. And every human we look around and see, they're going through the exact same thing we are. Maybe not the same circumstance. Well, certainly not the same circumstances. But they are here, spiritual, immortal beings, trying to learn how to be human. So if there's anybody that we see on this planet, in our relationships, in our comings and goings in town or across the world, and we see, goodness me, let's step back and say, whew, they're learning how to be human. They are learning how to be human. They are learning how to survive on this planet and be aware that it's just a ride, and we make of it what we choose to. Our job here at the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living is to provide tools, spiritual tools, psychological tools, whatever kind of tools it's going to take to help you and me and everyone else live a better life, be in alignment with the greatest good for our life, be in balance, be able to ride our bike of life up and down the streets without training wheels, because we all start out with training wheels, but to be free, to be mobile, to be active, to be in balance, to be perfectly in balance. The amount of something that remains after part of it has been used. The good news is our spirituality does not get used up. There's more than enough. That's what we are. That's what we're made of. So there is no extraneous balance. There is that balance within of being fully present, of listening and speaking, of standing and sitting, of eating nutritious foods, processing our lives. That's what it takes to be in balance. And we want to keep moving in the direction of our dreams, our goals, and desires always. So I thank you, human beings, not human doings, for your time and your attention this morning. Namaste.